Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Idiyos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asrabas Rachel Shishiv Zecher Find Reziva Gahgon Bikarav Mamish. And in this Mishnah we have four Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about four totally different topics, and we'll go through them one by one. The Mishnah says Hamadus Tishmei Tashrish Mito. A person makes a neder on his wife that he's not going to have Tashrish with her. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai says Shtei Shabbosos. The maximum the neder could be is 2 weeks. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says Shabbos Echos, 1 week. And according to both of them, if the neder exceeded this time, she's able to demand that he divorce her and give her a ksuba. The next in is about Yoledes, a woman who gives birth. We know that 40 days after having a boy or 80 days after having a girl, she's considered Tahar from her Tomas Leda, and on day 81, she has to bring Karbonos. Now, there's actually two different time periods, Yimei Toma and Yimei Tahara. For boy, it's up until day 7 and then up until day 40. We're going to be focusing on a girl for now, which is up until day 14. She's considered Tame from childbirth, and any Dom that she sees is Tame. And from day 14 until day 80, which is another 66 days, that's considered Yimei Tahar. Any Dom that she sees, she's Tahar, and as we just said, that lasts until day 80, and then day 81, she brings Karbonos. Now, since there's this very long time period, 66 days, which is considered Yimei Tahar, there is a possibility that she could be with her husband, become pregnant again, and also, sadly, miscarry this pregnancy that she just had. And we know that when a woman miscarries, she has to bring Karbonos as if she had a baby. Now, if she miscarries within these 80 days, she just bring one set of Karbonos after these 80 days, and that takes care of not only her actual childbirth, but also his miscarriage that she had in between. If she miscarried after day 80, so then she'd have to bring two sets of karbonos, one for her regular childbirth and one for the miscarriage. And here's the machlokes. Hamapelos l'arshmoin of echad. If she miscarried the night of day 81, meaning it was already after the 80 days, but it didn't dawn yet, it wasn't the daytime of day 81, and she miscarried that night. Beishami paitin mina karbon. Beishami says she's potter from bringing another karbon because since she miscarried before the daytime of day 81, which is when she would be bringing her karbon for her childbirth, she could kill two birds with one stone, bring that one karbon for both her childbirth and her miscarriage. Whereas Beisil Machayev and Beisil is Machayev, her bring another set of karbonos, and that's because since she already completed her 80-day count, even though she's not able to bring a karbonos yet, that's just a technicality, but she's still considered to have completed her 80 days after childbirth, and therefore, when she miscarried, it's considered after the 80 days, and she would have to bring a whole new set of karbonos for the miscarriage. On to another din, this has to do with tzitzis. We know that number one, Lyle Lavz Man Tzitzis, that there's no chiyuv of tzitzis at night, which means that a baged shel Lila, a nighttime baged, is not chayv in tzitzis. Now, there's another din, we know that tzitzis could technically be made out of linen, and even though the strings are made out of wool, and that's technically shatness, that's not a problem, because asei doichalois asei, the asei of having wool strings, the wool string is really referring to tchelis, which is supposed to be wool, that's doicha, that pushes away the lois asei, that you're not allowed to wear shatness. Now, we put these two dinim together, sadim tzitzis, a linen garment, which is mostly worn at night, regarding the chiyuv of putting tzitzis on it. Beishami says it's potter from tzitzis. That's because, as we said, Lila loves man tzitzis. The nighttime is not a time for tzitzis, and this is a night baged. And since it's not chayv in tzitzis, we don't have this din of asei doichalois asei. Therefore, we're not going to put tzitzis on it, even if it's going to be worn during the day. Whereas Beisil mechayv and Beisil says it's chayv in tzitzis if we're going to be wearing it during the day. And the last machlokes is regarding meiser. We know that as long as produce has not reached its final stage of processing, it's not chayv in meiser, and one can eat from it arai in a snacking fashion. As long as it doesn't sit down to a meal, he could just snack on it a little bit here and there and not have to take off meiser. However, once Shabbos comes, Shabbos is a kaveh for meiser. Anything he's going to be eating on Shabbos is considered 100% chayv in meiser. And so that's what this machlokes is about. Kakal is Shabbos, a basket of Shabbos food. He put produce in a basket, let's say on Thursday, and said, this is for Shabbos. So since it's designated for Shabbos, maybe it's considered that vis-a-vis this produce, it's like Shabbos has already come and it's chayv in meiser, and he's not allowed to eat from it in a snacking fashion anymore. Beishami paitun, Beishami says, no, it's putter. Since it's not Shabbos yet, that means that its processing hasn't been finished yet, and it's not chayv in meiser, so you could still snack from it. Beisil mechayv and Beisil is mechayv because since it's designated for Shabbos, it's like it's considered Shabbos in regards to this produce, and therefore he's not allowed to snack from it anymore without taking off meiser. And now moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, discussing yet another din, and this has to do with naziros. We know that if a person becomes a nazir, he has to keep that faithfully, which means one of the key things is he's not allowed to become tamei meis, which means he can't go to levaya, he can't go into a beis hakvaris, and at the end of his naziris period, he brings a whole bunch of karbonos. Now, we also know that there's something called Tomas Eretz Ha'amin, that lands outside Eretz Yisrael are automatically considered Tamei Meis. That's because the non-Jews bury their dead everywhere, and we have no idea where they're buried. So if you walk into Chutz La'aretz, you're considered Tamei Meis. And that means if a person is a Chutz La'aretz, and he takes it upon himself Naziros, really, he has to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to keep that Naziros, because in Chutz La'aretz, he's Tamei Meis. And we just said that a Nazir is not allowed to be Tamei Meis. As the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Nader Naziros Merubah, a person took upon himself a long period of Naziros. more than 30 days. V'hesham nizirusai, and he completed that nizirus in chutz la'aretz, which he shouldn't have. V'achach bal aretz, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael. B'sham says nazir shleishim yaim. He just has to repeat 30 days of his nizirus. That's the minimum time period for a nazir. So he just does 30 days, even though really he had taken upon himself a much longer time period, and then he could bring his karbanos. Whereas Beis Hillel says nazir b'tchila, he has to start from the beginning to be a nazir. However long he accepted this nazirus upon himself for, that's what he has to do in Eretz Yisrael. Another din about nazirus, misha yushtei kite edim idusayisai. A person has two groups of edim giving edus about him. Elim edin shenadar shtaim ve'elim edin shenadar chamesh. One group of edim said that this fellow accepted upon himself two periods of nazirus. As we said, a minimum period of nazirus is 30 days, which means that one group of edim is saying he has to be a nazir for 60 days. And the other group of edim said he accepted five nazirus periods upon himself, which is 150 days of nazirus. B'shamim says nachcha edus v'en ka nazirus. We have machloikas, we have a contradiction between two groups of edim. It's called edus machishois. They're contradicting each other, and this guy doesn't have to be a nazir at all. And Beis Hillel argues and says yesh b'chal chamesh tayim, included in five is two. In other words, according to Beis Hillel, there's no contradiction between these groups of edim, and therefore she a nazir shtayim, he has to be a nazir for two periods of nazirus, because they're both agreeing that he has to be a nazir at least for those two periods. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Beis and on to Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.